This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, we told you, for those of you that didn't get ahead of things and consume this show before Friday night, you may be getting something right now that, well, is after the result of the game. But we got to preview all four of these CFP first round games, and so we're going to dive right in. We talked about Kalen DeBoer, that factor that may be at play in Norman on Friday night between the Tide and the Sooners. The winner goes to the Rose Bowl to play the Hoosiers on New Year's Day. Obviously, we know Oklahoma won just a month ago in Tuscaloosa by 2. That was with 17 points off turnovers, though, John, including the Eli Bowen 87-yard pick 6. Neither team was able to really run the ball at all in that game. It was ugly. The offenses were stuck in the mud, and that's why the total on this thing continues to tumble down to 39.5 in some spots. So where do you look first on Alabama-Oklahoma?
I mean, like, always I've had to work through this the last, 2 years, because for a good part of, my adult life, I associate Alabama with this behemoth, this machine that just did not lose these kinds of games. And if it was a Nick Saban Alabama, this number would be what? -7.5, -8. I mean, something crazy. So I have to decouple what I know in the past as Alabama and what Alabama is today. I mean, I think that's just the truth. Kalen DeBoer is not a bad football coach. He's a very, very good football coach. But Nick Saban was the best ever. And I think that's the difference here. Now, Oklahoma has been a very hit-or-miss team. Mateer sometimes looks fantastic. Other times, like I think about that Texas game. Now, people would say he returned too early, what have you. But they almost lost to LSU. I mean, this Oklahoma team has been very up and down. That's a long-winded way of me saying that I will probably reluctantly bet Bama and lose, like I always do when I bet Bama. just sort of out of the sheer principle of I just don't really believe Oklahoma. I just don't, and I'll pay to see it. I don't really believe Oklahoma. So, do I love it? No. Am I going to bet Alabama? Yes.
I really struggle with this because I'm with John on Alabama, and I don't trust Brent Venables. I am I'm so out on defensive coaches in general. I just, I'm like, you know, get a different era, man. You know, this is about entertainment value. This isn't about your, you know, you and your defense, your cool defense. Not a fan. I actually do think the number has come down on the total to the point where I like the over if it's around 40. I just have a hard time in today's at, you know, football to think that two teams are going to score below 20 points again in a big time game. You know, like I just like something's going to happen that's not a whole lot of points. Anybody out this side of Iowa and Army should be able to combine to score more than 40. And I'm sorry, the Pittsburgh Steelers should be able to combine to score more than 40 points. So I kind of like the over here. I don't feel great about either team because I don't really believe in either team. And Nick Saban, you say Nick Saban would be a 7-point favorite. No, Nick Saban wouldn't be in this game. He'd have a bye.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I understand everything you both just said about everything that's baked into our brains about Alabama being Alabama, right? And I got to pay to see it from Oklahoma. And I don't know how many times I ran down Venables a year ago when Oklahoma was trash. But I do think this comes down to just which quarterback doesn't it up, right? And we've had two very different types of games from both of these quarterbacks. Obviously, Mateers have been very obvious since he came back from the injury, right? Very different. 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions since he came back. Ty Simpson, though, in his last 4 games, 4 picks to just 5 touchdowns. Bama's 2-2 in those games, including a loss to Oklahoma. So I think as much as you may hate it, Choppy, and as much as we have all the preconceived notions and inner biases about what Bama should be and what we think of Venables, I do think it's going to be a defensive struggle. I think both coaches, because of the positions they're in, are going to be puckered up nice and tight, and they're going to play this game as such. You're not going to see a lot of aggressive chances being taken, I don't think, by either one of them. They're going to try to avoid the other defense turning them over. So my favorite bet in this game is the under. Even if we get down under 40, like I said, it's 39.5 in some spots as we're speaking right now. That would be my bet. One of these quarterbacks is going to screw up at some point, and it's going to win the game for the other team. And the defenses will get credit for it. We'll talk about the defenses of both of these teams for another week, especially the winner. But I'm going to go with the under, even as that number continues to tumble this weekend on Alabama, Oklahoma, and we'll see who comes out a 17-13 winner or something like that, I think. Saturday afternoon, the first of a triple header, Miami in College Station against Texas A&M. Transitive property tells you Miami beat the Irish by 3, and A&M only beat them by 1, but those games happened a lifetime ago. I don't know if either one of them matters. The winner's going to go to the Cotton Bowl and get beat by Ohio State anyway on New Year's Eve. You got two of the top 20 scoring offenses in the country, John. My only question here is whether the Aggies can sustain drives, which I think they're going to have to do against Miami's defense, who have stopped the run all year, who have caused turnovers all year, and get off the field on third downs all year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even, you know, this Miami team got to feel fortunate to be in. You know, I haven't really believed, even that win over Notre Dame, you go back and watch it. Carson Beck made throws and got away with so many throws. I made that point before on the show, but I mean, if he doesn't have the catch of the year, that game is totally different, right? I mean, it just is. And Notre Dame's here and Miami's out. I lean Texas A&M here. You know, 3.5, obviously. What do you do with the hook? I think I'm going to end up laying it because I just think the A&M outfit is just a little bit more consistent. So I'll be on A&M in this one.
I'm on A&M too. I think they win the game. I think they cover. They're a different team at home. Now, I don't like that they're playing an 11 a.m. game. I think it's garbage. This is a game built for prime time. If you want to make the Oregon game the prime time game because it's West Coast, fine. But of the Saturday games, I mean, this is clearly the best one, and they shove this at 11 a.m. where Big Ten games go to die. This isn't Purdue Northwestern. Let's go here, people. I don't understand it, but I think A&M wins. I'm with John a little bit on Miami that, you know, some of those some of the throws that Beck made early on were just like, you know, like, it's just, are they really that good? Are they really that deserving? It's a second life, and maybe they take advantage of it, but, you know, on the surface, I'm thinking A&M at home is just too tough.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a path to A&M success, I think it actually happens with the defense. Tied with Oklahoma for the most sacks in the country this year. Carson Beck has only thrown one interception in the last month, but that came against Pitt on the road where Miami ended up winning, but he had a lot of pressure in his face. He gets pressure in his face. He starts making dumb throws. He gets picked off. We've seen this time and time again with Carson Beck. I actually, as the total has dropped on this one, it opened at 51.5 down to 48.5 now. I think it's going to be a close game either way. I think the line is spot on. It's a field goal game, and it's just, like John said, which side of the hook you want to take. It might be sneaky for an under as that line tumbles. Maybe it's telling us something. This might be another one where both coaches try to play it close to the vest, not screw up, and not allow their quarterbacks to screw it up for them against the opposing defense.
And I'll tell you this, you know, A&M has played maybe the worst SEC schedule I've ever seen. It was awful. It was awful. We complained about Notre Dame's schedule. I think Notre Dame may have had a better schedule than A&M did this year. You know, Notre Dame at least played Miami. You know, A&M's best game outside of Notre Dame was against Texas, good team. They were still a three-loss team, and they got worked in that football game. So, it you know, that is the one sticking point with A&M is that, yeah, they are here. They are in this position. They did not play murderer's row.
Yeah. I like Miami with the hook. If this were to come down to three, I wouldn't bet it, which is why the best bet was as soon as this thing came out at Miami +3.5, in my opinion. I think the under may also be great as well, because it's going to be close. Like I said, both coaches, I think, keeping it close to the vest. Saturday afternoon, Tulane at Ole Miss, 17.5 points. Winner goes to the Sugar Bowl against Georgia on New Year's Day. Ole Miss won by 5 touchdowns back in September. Tulane's pass defense is 124th in the country. They have been opportunistic, +10 turnover ratio. So maybe there's a chance they give Ole Miss a scare if the Rebels get sloppy with the football. But Trinidad Chambliss, since taking over, John, has just been a man. 295 passing yards a game since he took over, 24 total touchdowns, 18 through the air, and 6 on the ground. 17.5 is a big number. I worry about the backdoor cover.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, I actually think first half would be the look here because of that very reason. Yeah. There's just no question that if Ole Miss gets up, you know, 21 in the fourth quarter, they are absolutely going to call off the dogs because the nature of these things. Now, it's possible that the backup comes in and extends the lead, right? Like, that's certainly within the realm of possibility. I mean, he was supposed to be the damn starter, you know, before the season started. But yeah, I think first half would be the way I play this. I do think Ole Miss will be too much, even with a, you know, totally you know, Lane Kiffin-less staff. It'll be most of those guys, most of those play callers sticking around. And I think they'll be very motivated. I think they'll be very motivated to show, you know, and go out on a high note, obviously, in this game. And, you know, for Tulane, the Summerall thing is weird. Like, he's posting pictures where he's got half Tulane, half Florida. Like, I think that's actually a weird dynamic that kind of complicates things. Whereas with Ole Miss, like, you know, hey, we're on to an interim. He's our new head guy. I think they're going to play hard for him. So I like Ole Miss first half. I think they cover full game, but I definitely think they'll be up double digits by half.
You know, the numbers, all the numbers point to taking Ole Miss, but those numbers are factoring in a full coaching staff. This, we don't know. This could be an absolute mess. Ole Miss could have been having a messy practice week or practice 2 weeks, right? It could be a completely disjointed bunch. And if that's the case, and if Summerall's been, you know, kind of really locked in, dialed in, you know, I think there's an opportunity for Tulane there. If Lane was here, I'd be like, dude, take Ole Miss and 17.5 run of the bank. I still think I would take it. If I had to pick one or the other, I would take Ole Miss to the 17.5, 16.5, whatever you're going to get it at. But, I mean, this game has an opportunity to get kind of interesting if it looks like they're just disjointed and they don't have any kind of plan and it looks like, you know, a scatter drill out there instead of actually, you know, 11 guys running out to their positions and it looks like a mess because they don't have a coach, then it could get dicey.
Yeah, I think having a little bit of extra time here helps them a ton, obviously, to recover from the Kiffin departure and get things together. I think, like John said, Ole Miss first half, their team total first half is over 20.5. I don't see Ole Miss not scoring 3 touchdowns in the first half. I just don't. So that may be my favorite bet on this game. The nightcap is out in Eugene. Oregon laying 21 against JMU. Winner goes to the Orange Bowl against Texas Tech on New Year's Day. Oregon's defense is elite. JMU 94th in the country in passing offense. They are second in time of possession. They might try to grind this thing to a halt if they can stay on the field, but they played just one game, John, against a Power 4 team. It was a 2-touchdown loss to Louisville, and it was also the only game where Alonzo Barnett was held to negative rushing yards this year. So I'm not excited about laying 21, but I don't see any other way to play this thing.
Yeah, well, you could play. Yeah, you play the under, right? Exactly. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, I think Oregon could probably score 48 on their own. But again, the theme of this show has been: is a team really going to press the gas like that? Now, again, their backups could do it, but yeah, I think the idea here is that James Madison is going to have a really, really hard time moving the football and scoring on this Oregon team. So I think under would be the way to go for sure.
I'm all over the 20.5. I mean, Oregon's going to score 47 by halftime. This is going to be the ugly game. This, if they didn't already kind of have this set that it's going to be, you know, we're only going to do the one group of fives next year, this is the game that would change it. I think I feel bad. James Madison, you know, like it's not going to be a representation of what like the group of five is, even though they're a good team, you know, they're a good group of five team. They're playing against this is a nightmarish place to play. It's a team that is so well coached and one of the best motivators in the sport. I mean, that is going to be a tough spot for them to be in.
Badass defense too, man. If you like Oregon, maybe it's a first half minus 11.5 or Oregon first half team total over 17.5. Those are looks as well. Any other bowl bets? If you know who the hell's going to play in any of these non-CFP games, plus our best bets of the weekend, maybe a parlay thrown in for good measure as well, all next here on BetMGMU.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.